Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield, calling in July 25th for some amazing praise reports from this week. God has just really been helping with my work to just trust Him, and some miracles I saw this week was a patient who got released from prison. He was there a little over a week and a half awaiting his hearing. And it was one of these lots of moving parts. He's a peritoneal dialysis patient, and if he was going to end up with the felony counts that were against him, he was not going to get to be my patient anymore. He was going to have a CBC place and do hemodialysis versus the peritoneal dialysis he's doing now. And those charges were dropped. And so that was an answer to prayer. And then we had a patient who needed supplies last minute, and it was going to cost us $400, even though it wasn't my personal money. I still want to be a good steward of my workplace, and God showed up by having another patient who was clearing out her supplies, and she just brought them to our clinic without even being asked, and it was exactly what was needed. Little did she know, she saved us $400. So just seeing God's just hand in all of it, and knowing that I can trust Him. I don't have to worry because He is providing. So just wanted to call in those amazing blessings and miracles that happened this week for me. All right. I love you, family.
Happy birthday, Ezekiel. We all enjoyed your voice with your song and your video so much. You just gotta keep on singing for Jesus. And you do an awesome job with Kids Daily Audio. And I just really enjoy listening to you. Happy birthday, big 13-year-old. This is Brenda from California.
Hey fam, Spark here. I wanted to reach out for my sister who called. She's been listening for 20 years. And she has two sons in her 20s that are not living for the Lord, and there's a lot of friction in that relationship. Sister, I wanted to call and give you hope, and hopefully it's okay to cry, and it's okay to ask for prayers, but I would like to give you that hope of telling you how big of a handful I was in my 20s. I gave my parents the most grief that I think anybody could, short of losing a child, and they almost did that a couple times. And now I have teenage boys, and not sure if you know, but we're dealing with a case of trouble that my son got in, and I couldn't help but fight this feeling of how did I contribute to that. And my kids are such good kids that I never thought it would happen. But it also gave me the aspect of what I was doing to my parents. I got to feel that. And don't give up hope, sister. I found God at about 30. I always knew who God was, but I didn't have a reason to reach for Him. And sometimes things have to get so tough that our own self-will isn't getting there. And I'm rattling, but I want to pray with you real quick. Father, I ask you to be with the sister here and her family, and help to have a mighty guidance come out of her, Lord. Help her to have a faith that you will heal, Father, in your time. And Lord, help her to keep loving on those boys. I ask you, boys, give those boys a grace for their mama's heart, Lord. Forgive and heal this. In Jesus' name, amen. It will be okay, sister. I love you very much.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Lavender Butterfly calling in. I haven't called in a long time, but I just felt the need to call in. I want to say happy birthday to Ezekiel, 13th birthday. That's a big deal. He's a teenager now. God bless you, sweet boy. And tomorrow is my son's birthday, my younger son. He's my miracle baby. He almost died during birth as well. And tomorrow he'll be 21. He moved out May 30th of last year, and we have been estranged ever since. So I'm asking for prayer for God to restore our relationship. He's going through some stuff, dealing with some trauma, some things, and a lot of it has to do with you know, some childhood stuff and some, I don't know, dealing with my health, poor health, and dealing with taking care of my mom before she died and watching her die. And I have cystic fibrosis, and both of my sons, my other son is 36, my older one, and we also have a bit of an estranged relationship. I'm 25 and a half years in recovery from alcoholism, and my youngest is my recovery baby, my miracle baby. So, well, they're both are, because really I, you know, have polycystic ovaries, and the fact that I could have any children is because of God's design. So I'm asking for prayer to just restore these relationships with my boys, because both of my kids have lost friends to cystic fibrosis, and rather than spending time with me, I feel they're pushing me away out of fear. So please help them, God, to restore their hearts, to give them hearts of flesh for hearts of stone, out of the book of Ezekiel. Thank you.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in July 25th to pray over our children. In Psalm 19, David delineates the perfections of Scripture and the impact of God's Word. This is the influence we pray that His Word will have on our children's lives. The instructions of the Lord are perfect, reviving the soul. Lord, may our children receive rather than resist the perfect instruction in your word. And may our children's soul be revived rather than burdened in receiving your instruction. The decrees of the Lord are trustworthy, making wise the simple. Lord, may our children put their full trust in what you decree for their lives. Make our children wise as they trust you with the truths they do not fully understand. The commandments of the Lord are right, bringing joy to the heart. Lord, give our children the outrageous joy of discovering that everything you command is for their good and for your glory. The commands of the Lord are clear, giving insight for living. Lord, our children need the insight that comes only from you to make their way through life. Give them understanding of your clear commands and a heart to obey. Reverence for the Lord is pure, lasting forever. Lord, you are worthy of honor and awe. Take away any casual attitude towards sin and fill our children with a sense of reverential awe towards you. The laws of the Lord are true. Each one is fair. Lord, while the world around our children tells them lies, your word is eternally and perfectly true. Give them ears to hear your truth. Give them ears to listen to your truth. They are more desirable than gold, even the finest gold. Lord, our children have so many cravings that threaten this supreme desire. Give our children a burning desire for your word. They are sweeter than honey, even honey dripping from the comb. Lord, our children have tasted so many sweet things of this world you've created. Give them a sweet tooth for your word. Adapted from Psalm 19, 7.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, we come before you today with hearts full of hopes, dreams, and desires. You know the deepest longings of our hearts, for you have knit us together and fashioned us in your image. We thank you for this beautiful day to testify about your greatness. You are amazing, and we stand in awe of you. Your promises for our lives are yes and amen. And no matter the obstacles and trials, your will must be done. Help us to trust you, delight in you, and commit to focusing more on you and less on worldly distractions. Bless us with fulfilled lives. Make every day a celebration in our lives. Fill our souls with joy and peace. Father, we want to live out our dreams by your divine will. We rest assured knowing that you will grant us the desires of our hearts in your time and according to your will. Thank you for your endless love. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible family. It's 5:22, and this is Brian from Huber Heights, praising God and thanking God that I was able to secure an apartment for my son Mitchell yesterday. I praise God for this and thank everyone for your prayers. I hope that he will not reject it, as he wants to just move in with me, save his money for a car, but that's not going to work. I also would ask you to continue praying for him, for his salvation, and healing from his mental illness, that he would not do things to get kicked out of this new apartment. I also continue to ask for prayer for my daughter, Ashley, that she would, God would take away her desire to move out of the country because of her disagreements with President Trump in this administration. I pray that she would not quit her generational job that I prayed for years and years for her to get, that she now has. Also, I ask for prayer for myself. I just had rotator cuff surgery, and I'm not going to be much help for the move, and I just pray we get the help that we need to get his stuff moved out of his apartment in time and to get moved into this new place. I thank my ex-wife, Kathy, for all of her help that she's given me with this surgery, and I just pray for reconciliation with her. Thank you very much. God bless.
Good afternoon, DAB fam. This is Iron Slingin' Nana from Peoria, Arizona. And the other day, a gentleman called in from, I believe it was Huber Heights, Ohio. And I wrote down your name, brother, but it's on another piece of paper. And in your voice, I could hear your pain for your son. And first and foremost, I wanted to tell you that you are not alone. Our son and his struggles are so very similar to your son and the things he has struggled with and his journey. So first of all, you are not alone. And ever since I heard your prayer request, I have been praying for both of you. So please know that you have been prayed for and you are loved. And as much as I wish no one ever knew the journey of a broken, addicted child, it is comforting to me to know as well that I am not alone. So keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, and cling to the promise of Joel chapter 2, verse 25, that our God will restore the years that the locusts have eaten, and one day we will see our children restored to him. So keep your chin up and know that I'm standing with you, and you are not alone, and I'm sending you so much love and many prayers from Arizona to Ohio. Take care.
Dear Daily Audio Bible family, today I'll use the name Trusting and Faithful in Irvine. I just recently left California to travel to Texas for my brother's funeral. It was beautiful. There were so many friends from so long ago that attended, and the tribute for his life was wonderful, largely in part because he has accepted the Lord, and we can rest in assurance that he is in heaven in the arms of Jesus. So many friends that I was able to share the gospel message with, really just affirming that with them, and people of other faiths, Muslims, Hindus, agnostics, others that were at the memorial service. It's with a heavy heart that I head back to California, unfortunately, because there I am awaiting the process and procedures of a divorce that my wife has put in place after a marriage of 38 years. I have two grown adult daughters. Unfortunately, they seem to be driving a form of discontent and discord in the family. There's a lot of untrue statements which have been determined by them, and they are feeding those statements, unfortunately, into the heart and mind of my wife. I would ask that the family help me pray for God's will on earth as it is in heaven, that truth would prevail, that if he would see the continuation of the marriage, that would be enabled. My wife has a lot of despair and anxiety, and Lord, I pray for their healing of that as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Good morning. I want to respond to a prayer for a grandma that called in for her granddaughter, Annabelle, who's having suicidal thoughts. Lord, we know this is completely and utterly from the enemy. There is zero, zero good in this. And we pray, Lord, that you protect Annabelle, that you protect her from her thoughts, you protect her from the whispers the enemy is giving her, that she's not good enough or that she doesn't deserve to live or whatever is running through her head that's making her feel like this. We pray for her emotional health. That's often inextricably tied in to just whatever is going through her head. And just her overall well-being, we pray again that you put a hedge of protection around her, keep her from doing any more self-harm or worse. So, Lord, we pray for the family. We pray that they lean on you to continue to lift her up in prayer. And we pray that you just reveal yourself as the answer to all that ails her, Lord. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
This is Tilly from Florida calling in for the lady who had a wayward son who called in on the 26th. Didn't leave a name. You just said that you'd been listening to the podcast since the beginning, which I have to pretty much. I've been listening to it for a long time. Father God, I lift up this woman. I don't know her name. I don't know her son's name. But you know all things. So I thank you in her distress that you'll hear this prayer and that you'll send out the Holy Spirit to be her comfort and to give her wisdom to know the steps that need to be taken in her to help restore this family and to keep these kids on the right path. Your word is true when you said that we train up a child in the way that they should go, and when they're old, we believe that you'll pull them back into their family and into your embrace. So it's in Jesus' name I pray and lift this prayer request up. Amen. God bless the DAB community.
Hi, DAB family. This is Aussie Bear in Australia. Part of the reason why I've been absent is that 2 years ago, my brother was diagnosed with prostate cancer, which he had had before. He had it 18 years ago, and usually, like, it was treated and everything was fine. But the risk is that the cells can lay dormant for, they say, up to 5 years. But in my brother's case, they lay dormant for 16 years, and they reappeared 2 years ago. And so during the course of being treated for his prostate cancer to find out how far it had spread and, like, how aggressive it was, they found a mass on his lung. And so for the last 2 years, my brother has been battling lung cancer and prostate cancer. And he was at a point recently where his lung cancer, which was the most important thing that they were dealing with, was in a state of remission. And so he was still unwell, but he wasn't getting any worse. He wouldn't get any better, but he wasn't getting any worse. So he and his wife decided to go on a holiday, a 10-week holiday. They were 2 weeks into that holiday last week when he got a phone call saying that they needed to go back to Tasmania, where they live, urgently, because something had been found in some test results that was not good. I don't know the details, but if you guys could pray for my brother, I would really, really appreciate it. This journey has been harrowing, I really need prayer for him and for my...
Hey, my outstanding Dab fam. This is KSD. Just want to touch base with my sister from another mister, his beloved in Texas. Sis, I'm so thankful to the Lord for your confession that you are not claiming this bipolar disorder because you don't have to. God didn't give it to you, therefore you are not obligated to take it. And I want to leave some verses with you that I know you well know, but let them just minister to your heart. Colossians chapter 2, starting at verse 13. And you who were dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, God made alive together with him, having forgiven us all our trespasses by canceling the record of debt that stood against us with its legal demands. This he set aside, nailing it to the cross. That's why you don't have to accept it. He disarmed the rulers and authorities and put them to open shame, hallelujah, by triumphing over them in him. And so, sis, as it relates to that smoking, this bipolar, you don't have to claim that. It's been nailed to the cross. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for making the devil an open shame. And now his beloved and all of my family can go free from the various vices that the enemy wants to enslave us in. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Isaiah 61, 8 and 9. Father God, we lift up to you today Kim from Texas, who is struggling with her faith and battling bitterness after a legal battle and having to file bankruptcy as a result. Father, you love justice and hate robbery and wrongdoing. You have made a covenant with Kim and will reward her for her suffering. Her descendants, the work of her hands, will be recognized and honored. Father, lift her up from this very spot and show that she is blessed. We pray that as she moves forward, she will recognize the works you are doing, how you are using her for your glory, and the wrongs that you are making right. Father, we pray that you take away the spirit of bitterness and replace it with a spirit of forgiveness. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Kim. Hang in there.
In the battlefield of the mind, our thoughts provide the link that make us into the person that we think. And as a man thinketh, so is he. Our thoughts actually determine the man that you'll actually be. That's why it's so important to take certain thoughts captive and bring them into subjection if you want to maintain a secure, healthy spiritual connection with the Father, doing things his way, putting into place checks and balances to kick in whenever our thoughts stray. And they are going to stray. Sometimes fantasizing about the future and sometimes romanticizing the past. But either way, wrong thoughts are going to guarantee that a secure connection with the Father is not going to last. Because the Father is holy and he encourages us to be the same and to dwell on things that bring glory and honor to his name. Because there is a definite wrong and right. And those who want to please the Father will try to do those things right. And right and wrong are not conditional, situational, circumstantial, hypothetical, or fictional. Right thinking is holy and chaste, avoiding those things that are degrading and base, using wisdom to safeguard and build up our integrity while maintaining at all times the Father's sovereignty. And when unwanted thoughts pop up, as sometimes they do, and try to enter our mind, we take them captive immediately and leave them behind. Because little leaven will ferment the entire lump. Life is like a box of chocolates, according to Forrest Gump. And you never know what you're going to get in the battlefield of the mind. So confront negative immediately, bind it up completely, and then leave it behind. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and Harden family.
Hi, DAB family. This is Aussie Bear in Australia. I'm up to February the 12th. in my catch-up game with the catching up with the readings for the year. Oh, it's just been wonderful. I feel that my heart is just overflowing, and my heart is so full. And it's like I've been listening to the prayers as well. Like, I haven't, just the prayers at the end of each day's readings. I haven't been listening to the community prayers for each of the weeks, because otherwise I would be here for way too long. But the prayers at the end of each of the readings for each day, I've been listening to those. And so many familiar voices. It's like being back with old friends. And I feel so comforted, and I feel like I'm back home. And, you know, I've got a lot to share, but I'm just going to do that as I'm able, as I'm ready to. So much has happened. So much has happened. There's been so much going on. Health issues with myself, with my family, other issues going on with my children. It's been a really, really difficult time, but I feel, I don't know how to explain it, but I feel like my heart is overflowing. And so I just wanted to share that. All right, guys. Bye-bye.
Hello. This is Grandpa Bob from Michigan, and I haven't called in like forever, or as the young people say nowadays, I haven't called in a minute. But I'm just thinking today what a great day it is, how good and precious it is when brothers and sisters come together in unity. So I pray that you have a divine appointment today, that somebody comes into your life that needs some encouragement. Be Jesus with skin on it for them. Offer to pray for them. And if you can, pray for them right there. Wow, what an opportunity. Bless this day, Lord. Bless this day. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah.
Father God, I worship you and I thank you for my Daily Audio Bible. Brothers and sisters, God, my sweet siblings, your God, they are my siblings in the family of God. Thank you for that, Father. It's an honor to be a part of this community. Father God, your family. I pray for Annabelle, dear Father. This grandma, dear God, has requested for prayer, dear God, for her. Father, in the name of Jesus, I approach your throne, mentioning her, Father. You know where she's at right now. Please change her thoughts, dear God, to good thoughts, to life. Change, Father God, the way she thinks, Lord. You know everything, you know the reason why she thinks this way. Please, Father, I ask you that you visit her, that you speak to her in a way that she be able to recognize that it's you, Father God. I pray angels around her, dear God. I pray a hedge of protection over Annabelle, Father. Jesus, you died for her, Father. You have given her life in abundance. Please, dear God, rescue her, Father, from the thoughts of the enemy, Father. Bless her, dear God. Protect her, dear God. And I join with others praying for her, Lord. You say when there's two or three gather in your name, you are there, Father, and you answer our prayers, Jesus. Thank you, God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. I love you, my sweet sister. We will continue to pray for Annabelle. She's in good hands. She's in the hands of God. I love you. Big hug.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in July 26th to pray over our children. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Psalm 27. It would have been perfectly natural for the King of Israel to put his trust in the size and capabilities of his standing army. That's the way life worked in his day. But David was determined to turn to a completely different source of security. Rather than relying on human ability, he was determined to trust in God alone. Similarly,
It is perfectly natural for parents who are concerned about their children to put their trust in many things that seem to offer security. Parents put their trust in good neighborhoods, good schools, good experiences, good examples, good health, and good opportunities. On top of that, they rely on their own efforts at good parenting. So where will you put your trust? At the heart of what it means to follow God is to make Him the center and source of our security. We no longer depend on worldly defenses and safeguards. Our child's future does not depend on protection, opportunities, or oversight we can provide. We trust in the name of the Lord our God. Instead of trusting in savings accounts and in insurance policies, we trust a God who provides for His own. Instead of trusting in health regimens and safety precautions, we trust in the God who protects His own. Instead of trusting in our own plans and dreams, we trust in the God who preordains every day of our lives. Instead of trusting in what we can achieve or what our kids can achieve, we trust in what Christ has accomplished on our behalf. Lord, so many things falsely promise security, but the only true and lasting security in this uncertain world is Christ. So help us, Lord, when we are tempted to put our hope and confidence in what may seem promising, but is ultimately unstable. Keep calling us back to trust You with everything about our children's lives. I love you, family.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible community. This is Diane Olive and Jeff Brown. And we're listening to, which day is it today? July 27th, 2025. And I really encourage you all to go back and listen to the Old Testament, the New Testament, the Psalm and the Proverbs, and the prayers of the precious saints that have requested prayer for these people. And I was touched. I was touched in my heart by this Brian and Jill and their family, and how grateful I am. And Jeff and I have increased our donation. I believe we have, right, Jeff? Mm-hmm. And so we're just so grateful and so thankful that we have such a good foundation. And so I have been changed. My heart is changing. Thank you. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, Daily Audio Bible Community. Thank you for those who pray at the end, those three or four prayers for people. And I ask that you would...
Hey, DAB community, this is the woman at the well from Northwest Arkansas, and I am going to be like Sparky. I'm not going to rehearse this. I love what you said, Sparky. I just listened to it, and I hope and pray you feel your soul being caressed as this community prays for you in the situation with your son, and praying with your son about your son. Since day one, I have caressed your soul and Jaden's as well. But I am praying for Jorge, and that is who I am calling to support. Jorge, God has you right where He wants you and right where He can use you best. And I am praying that you come to realize that. Jesus, thank you for Jorge's life and for his hunger for you. And use him where he's at. Help him to receive grace for himself as he receives grace from you. Help him to bring to mind Joseph, who was in a dungeon, but being used by God. It was part of his graduation, you know. Help Jorge to have a Joseph spirit where he will just receive wisdom while he is there and reach out to those around him and share DAB, share you, Lord. I just pray strength and peace to him. And I'm asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you guys.
Good morning, Dabbers. This is Anonymous from New Mexico. And I just wanted to thank the guy that called in. I don't remember his name. He called in and he said prayers for a lot of the Dabbers. And he also mentioned my son, Joshua, the one that I had been asking for prayer about that did get baptized and get saved about 5 years ago, but has fallen back into homosexual sin. Actually, he is now seeing a biological female who is trying to transition to be a male. He verbalizes to me that he knows the truth of God and he wants prayer for her so that she can see the light too. I just don't know what's going to take place. I'm also worried because I have a hunch that he is drinking. I smell alcohol on him and it's just not a good situation. So just ask God to break every chain in his life that's holding him back and to be brought back to his Lord and Savior, because he does know the truth and he's active in our church. And so it's very hard on me. He is 31 years old, and I just ask that you guys continue to shower him with your prayers, and I'm praying for all of you Dabbers too. To the person that called in for prayer for their Down syndrome daughter, I am praying for her, and I hope that everything goes well with her procedure. I pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. John 3, 6, and 8. Father God, we lift up to you today Brandon, Christian, and Peggy Sue, the children of Eagle-Eyed Bruce. Father, Jesus taught us that only the Holy Spirit gives birth to spiritual life. We pray that as the wind blows, as we hear it and feel it, that the Spirit will come upon these three to be born again. Father, we pray that Bruce sees and knows that they're born again in his lifetime. But if it is your will to take him before that day, we pray that he will be able to rejoice with his children in heaven. Father, we pray against Bruce's cancer. Heal his body. Father, we pray that he gets to communicate with his kids in this earthly life and that wrongs be made right. Holy Spirit, come. Envelop them, soften their hearts, and turn their faces towards their Savior. We ask all of these things in his precious name. Amen.
Good morning. I just want to respond to a prayer from a mother who called in from California for her daughter. Her daughter recently moved to Washington, D.C., and they aren't really on the best grounding for a relationship. I think she mentioned there was little to no communication. Her daughter was very private. So, Lord, would you just work in this relationship, work in each person's heart, grant them additional perspective, allow them to identify the type of love that the other person needs to receive, and allow them to respect boundaries if they're healthy. Just give them insight into what would make this relationship better. Give the daughter the desire to connect more with her mom. We know that you like and love when relationships are mended and reconciled, and there's unity and community in a relationship, Lord. And so we just pray the love of Jesus over this relationship that it would just, that the Spirit would infuse each person's heart and mind with Christ-likeness in how they behave and how they act. Give the daughter the desire to reach out to her mom. Again, we pray for protection over her as well. Kind of just echoing what her mom said. But be in this, Lord. In your name I pray, amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Jeremiah 17:14. Father God, we lift up to you today Elisha, who is incarcerated in Georgia and addicted to meth. Father God, we pray for you to heal Elisha. If you heal him, he will truly be healed. Save him, Lord. If you save him, he will truly be saved. Father, we pray that Elisha will praise and honor you for his healing. May his addiction and his incarceration be his lowest pit, and raise him out of the ashes. Father, please protect him as he detoxes, and may any chance of him getting substances within those walls be thwarted. Father, may he live on your straight and narrow path all the days of his life. Protect him from bad influences and put godly men of influence in his life. Father, we thank you for his sister in the faith, for lifting him up and requesting we do the same. Protect her from the stress of loving someone on the inside. We ask all these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. 1 Corinthians 7:5. Father God, we lift up to you today Will Beverlin and his wife, who signed a temporary separation, and there seems to be some misunderstandings about it. Father, your word tells us that we should not deprive our spouse unless both agree that each can give them, that each need to give themselves more completely to prayer. We are warned to come back together again so that Satan won't be able to tempt us because of our lack of self-control. Father, we pray against Satan's attacks on this marriage and the influence others are having on Will's wife. Remind her of the covenant she made to her husband, and convict her with to truthfully communicate about the separation, her needs and expectations. Father, we pray that the separation be what each needs it, but that your will brings them back together, stronger and both for more zeal for you. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Amen. Love you, Will. Let us know how it's going.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, God's Yellow Flower, calling. And I just listened, I think it's the 27th of July, when Sparky spoke from his heart. Wow. What a truth from the Lord. Sparky, you nailed it right on. I listened to it over and over and over again, so it'll sink it into my heart. Oh, wow, that was so profound that we are able to heal the soul, and that's how we heal. What is more important than healing one's soul? Nothing, absolutely nothing. And we have that power of healing within us, the Holy Spirit of our Lord Jesus Christ, to bring healing to the nations. Oh, thank you, Sparky. Thanks. God has blessed you abundantly. Amen.
Hey, my lovable Dav fam. This is KSD. There was a very young caller, a young lady. I'm going to say you sound like you might be in high school. You didn't leave your name. And I just want to thank you so much. Oh my goodness. Thank you for your heart's cry. Thank you for even letting the Holy Spirit work in you a desire for more of the Lord, to be more hungry for the Lord, to want to be closer to the Lord. I was so blessed by your call. and to sound so young. I am so thankful to the Lord for you. So I want to encourage you with a couple of verses of scripture. One is Psalms 37, verse 4. It says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." And then my absolute favorite life verse is Philippians 3:10 and 11. I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death, so that one way or another, I will experience the resurrection from the dead. My sweet, dear young sister, first of all, you're okay. You're okay that you are wrestling with wanting more of Jesus. That is him. That is the work of the Holy Spirit in you, leading you to want more of him. So keep going. Father, thank you for this precious young daughter of yours. Oh God, surround her on every side. Keep her, draw her, strengthen her, and cause her to fall deeper in love with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Keep calling.
Hey, DAB family, this is Aussie Bear in Australia. I was just listening to a caller who called in February, keeping in mind that I'm behind, way behind, and I'm up to the 14th of February with my readings, and a caller who called in at the end of that that day was Tammy from the Central Coast of California. I think that's where she said she was from. And she was calling in with praise and glory to God for his provision during the time that she had hurt her arm and was unable to work. So she said she had been off work for about a month. And she was just praising God for his provision and how he had provided for her during that time. And that really resonated with me because I have been out of work for 6 months. I've been out of work since January. So it's actually 7 months now. I left my job because we had a new owner, and he wasn't a very ethical person, and so I just really had a feeling from God that I needed to leave, and so I did. My mental health was really suffering very badly. And so I did leave, and I haven't been able to find a job yet. I do volunteer work, but I'm not working. But this whole time, God has provided for me, and he has provided in abundance, and I am so, so thankful for that. And so, Tammy, thank you for calling in all those months ago. But what you said, I say too, like, praise God for his provision. And how he does, he knows our needs, and he does provide, and he provides above and beyond what we need and what we even think we need. And so I am so thankful. Praise God.
Hi, my beautiful DAB fam. It is Asia from the City of Angels, and I'm going to lift up some prayers from the 26th of July and the 27th. Annabelle's grandmother called on the 26th and asked us to pray over her granddaughter who was having suicidal thoughts. And on the 27th, Saved by Grace from California called regarding her daughter Candace, who's living in DC and hasn't heard from her except for a text on Mother's Day, and just is grieving their uncommunicative relationship. And she prayed so beautifully for her daughter on the line that my heart is compelled to lift her daughter up. So let's go before our Father's throne of grace. Heavenly Father, Lord of hosts, Lord of armies, Lord of heaven's armies, Father, we know that you are sovereign and you are the creator and you are the author of life, Father God. Lord, you have legions of angels, of armies that at your command, Father God, working for our good all around us, preventing harm, helping us, assisting us in the unseen. Father God, we come before you and we just thank you for allowing us to be righteous through Christ Jesus, giving us his imputed righteousness so we may come before you in prayer. Lord, we lift up Saved by Grace's daughter Candace, Father God. Lord, we ask that you touch her heart, Father. Turn it from stone to flesh, Father. Lord God, give her a desire for your word. Give her a desire for the truth, Father God, in Christ Jesus. Lord, do an amazing work of faith in her life and restore her and her mother's relationship, Father God, through the forgiveness and the blood of Christ Jesus. And Lord, we lift up Annabelle. having these suicidal thoughts, Lord, we ask that you replace those thoughts with things that are true and noble and pure, that of Christ Jesus, and heal her mind, heal her, Father God, in the blessed, powerful name of Christ Jesus. Amen.
Good morning, my dear family. It's Susan from Canada, Godzilla Flower calling. And as many of you know, I am grieving the loss of my son after almost 7 years of caring for him through cancer. And it seems to me that now that the shock and the numbness have worn off, the pain is even harder than ever. I have decided, I'm still praying for you all, but I'm not listening to the community prayer. I'll listen to the daily reading and prayers at the end, but I've cut out listening to the news. I've cut out the community prayer just so I can give my heart a rest and let God heal the brokenness that lives there. I hope you understand. Know that I still lift you up in prayer as a group, and I will be praying from the daily prayers, but maybe not as much as I usually do. But know I love you all and pray God's blessings over you all and your loved ones.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield. I'm wanting to call in for Beloved in Texas for your smoking cessation, and for Billy from Wetumpka for your prostate results. I just first wanted to start by thanking God's Life Speaker and your call-in for Beloved in Texas on that was aired on the 22nd. I just want you to know how powerful you are when you pray, and how you always will bring scripture to the forefront, and that's what you use to combat the struggles we're in or the prayer requests. So I just love, Sister, how you always bring forth God's word and God's scripture and always take us back to that. I'm just so thankful and so encouraged for it, and just so thankful that you are so faithful to God's word and always leading in that way. Also loved how you just went through the steps of confession and how to the applicable ways for calling, naming our sin, and how to turn away from it. So just really encouraged by you. But Heavenly Father, we just we thank you for Beloved in Texas. We thank you for Billy. We thank you for their faithfulness in trusting you and the ways that you are specifically working in each of their lives, Lord. God, we just lift up Billy's cancer diagnosis. We thank you that he did catch it early on, and that you have provided him the physicians. Lord, we pray that you would continue to walk with him, that this cancer would be gone, that by your hand you would heal him, and that you would give him peace in the way to navigate the next steps, Lord. And for Beloved in Texas, Lord, we just pray healing over her body, and just as God's Life Speaker said, that it be gone. We thank you, Lord.
Hey, my delightful Dab fam. This is KSD. Shout out to the birthday boy, Ezekiel Zeke Harden. Welcome to the Teenage Club, my dude. We love you so much, man, and we are so thankful for all that you do here at the DAB. Pastor Brian, wow. I did everything I could to hold back the tears as you were telling or retelling the story of Zeke's birth. Thank you so much for that, Pastor Brian. Family, for those of you that don't double dab, I strongly advise you to go over to the Dab C and listen to Lady Jill's commentary on today, the 25th. Let me just tell you something she said. She said, God is big enough to be the God of the wounded and the God of the wounder. And chances are we have been both at different times. My Lord and my God. You know, I realize that I have been wounded from my childhood to my adulthood, but I have absolutely been the wounder. And I realize that my bride and I are separated today for far more reasons than just grief. I've not always been a safe space emotionally for my bride. And I've told her privately, and I'm just admitting publicly that I've been a wounder. And I'm praying that the Lord will heal us both.
Hey, Dabbers, this is Slave of Jesus in North Carolina. All right, Holy Spirit, let's roll. Just praise report. Excuse me. I am done with my surgery. I'm recovering well. So thank you for all the prayers. I know you were with me waiting there and in the waiting room and right now during the recover me. Leo and the Lamb from Pennsylvania. Good to hear from you, man. Been a couple years. Congratulations on your nursing license. We're praying for your healing of your broken heart. But this gives you a chance to put God first in our lives rather than our spouses or our girlfriends or anything like that. It's a good learning lesson for all of us. So sorry you're going through that, but you're not going through that alone. So love you, man. Love you all. Have a great day.
In the battlefield of the mind, our thoughts provide the link that make us into the man that we think. And as a man thinketh, so is he. Our thoughts actually determine the man that you'll really be. That's why it's so important to take certain thoughts captive and bring them into subjection if you want to maintain a secure, healthy spiritual connection with the Father, doing things His way, putting into place checks and balances to kick in whenever our thoughts stray. And they are going to stray. Sometimes fantasizing about the future, sometimes romanticizing the past. But either way, wrong thoughts are a guarantee that a secure, healthy connection with the Father is not going to last, because the Father is holy, and He encourages us to be the same and to dwell and stay focused on things that bring glory and honor to His name, because there is a wrong and right, and those who want to maintain a godly connection are going to try to live right. And right and wrong are not conditional, situational, circumstantial, hypothetical, or fictional. Right thinking is holy and chaste, avoiding those things that are degrading and base, using wisdom to safeguard and build up our integrity while maintaining at all times the Father's sovereignty. And when unwanted thoughts pop up and try to enter our minds, we take them immediately captive and leave them behind. Because a little leaven will ferment the entire lump. Life is like a box of chocolates, according to Forrest Gump, and you never know what you're going to get in the battlefield of the mind. So confront negative thoughts immediately, bind them up completely, and leave them behind. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Yeah, this is Blind Tony. You know, Brian, you was talking about Ezekiel's birthday, and you took me back a long ways, it seems, you know, to that night. I remember that night clearly, and we were all in panic mode, really, and really not knowing what was going to happen, because Jill had wanted to have the birth at home, and everything suddenly went wrong, and everything was suddenly in the mix, and you had to rush to the hospital. And I remember you broadcasting from the hospital a lot, and we were all in prayer hoping that things would work out good. And thanks God they did work out good. Happy birthday, Ezekiel. You turned out to be a fine young man. And Brian Harden, you turned out to be wonderful parents, nurturing and caring. And like I said, your children are like arrows in the quiver, and you have to point them at the right targets and shoot them in that direction, and you have done that, and it worked out good. You know, the church that I'm the director of music at on Sundays, they asked me to preach the message on Father's Day, and I said, I wasn't a good father, why did you choose me? But maybe that's why they chose me. And once again, Ezekiel, happy birthday, and thank you, Brian and Jill. for this podcast, and also thank you for being such wonderful examples as parents. Keep the faith for all of y'all. Love you. Bye-bye. This is Blind Tony, 1016@gmail.com.
Hey family, beloved in Bakersfield, calling in July 27th to pray over our children. Later, Isaiah spoke boldly for God, saying, I was found by people who were not looking for me. I showed myself to those who were not asking for me. But regarding Israel, God said, all day long I opened my arms to them, but they were disobedient and rebellious. Romans 10:20-21. We might expect a completely different posture from our Heavenly Father. We might expect that his arms would be crossed in anger and frustration, or at his sides waiting for us to make the first move. We might expect that he would want to keep us at a distance, but no. His arms are open, welcoming us to come near, to be loved and cared for. All day long, he opens his arms to us. All day long is a very long time. God is patient and persistent. The day of grace has not ended, and so his arms are still open, beckoning his children to come to him. It's such a beautiful picture that we can hardly understand why anyone would ever refuse to be embraced in this way, why anyone would choose to disobey or rebel against such a loving father. But that was the reality of many Jewish people who had been exposed to this revelation of the Father's heart over a lifetime. They refused his glad welcome. It is also the reality of many today who grew up surrounded by the good news of God's invitation, but refused to enter his embrace. Oh, that our children might run into his open arms. Lord, we can see you there, arms open, welcoming our children to come to you. Overcome any lingering resistance so that our children will find themselves at home in your presence. Enfold our children in an embrace that nothing on earth or in heaven will ever diminish or disturb. I love you, family.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for a friend of mine who is currently incarcerated out at Staten Correctional Facility. His name is MacArthur Duncan. I've called in before about him. He is still trying to get out of prison. He had a parole hearing in January in which he was denied for. But during his crime, or during his thing that he did, he actually said there was no gun involved. One of the ladies that was there that was speaking out mentioned that there was a gun involved. So he is trying to get a mistrial for what happened. So he's trying to get a mistrial so he can get another thing for a parole. Anyway, this situation just needs to be covered up with prayers. It needs to be covered in prayer, and he needs to be covered in prayer by the blood of Jesus. He's a reformed man now. He's a good dude, good Christian guy. He leads every man a warrior. He did Kairos, way back in 2017. He's just a good Christian guy. He actually hasn't had no fights or anything like that on his record.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible friends. This is Kelly from Long Beach, California. Now 12:28 a.m. Yeah, I'd like to lift up my friend. Her name is Marilyn. She lives in Texas, and she's in the hospital. She don't feel like texting or talking, so I text her daughter, and she says she's having problems with her esophagus, and something about ulcers, too, that might turn into cancer. She's a real good Christian lady,
If you could please keep them lifted up for healing, I really appreciate that. Take care, everyone, and have a blessed night.
Hey, my amazing Dab fam. This is KSD. To all my fellow husbands out there around the global campfire, I want you to pray a prayer with me from a book that I'm reading called Prayers That Avail Much by Jermaine Copeland. Maybe this is not quite your story, but I want you to stand with me in faith and let's believe God for it. Let's pray, fellas. Father, I thank you for my wife, who is a capable, intelligent, and virtuous woman. Her worth is far more precious than jewels, and her value is far above rubies or pearls. I thank you that she is a woman of strong character, great wisdom, many skills, and great compassion. Strength and dignity are her clothing, and her position is strong and secure. She opens her mouth with skillful and godly wisdom, and on her tongue is the law of kindness, giving counsel and instruction. Our children rise up and call her blessed, happy, fortunate, and to be envied. I boast of and praise her, saying, many daughters have done virtuously, nobly, and well with the strength of character that is steadfast in goodness, but you excel them all. Father, my wife reverently and worshipfully fears you. She shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands and let her own works praise her in the gates of the city. I respect, value, and honor my wife before our children in the name of Jesus. Amen. And to all of the virtuous women around the global campfire, thank you for being you. I love you guys.
Hello, this is Christine from Virginia. I'm asking for prayer. I am being bullied big time at my job. I'm 64 years old. I'm trying to hang in here. I'm a widow, and I just need protection at work. Thank you so much.
Hello, this is Lina Jehu from Oregon, and I'm lifting my son, Jesse, who's 13, up for prayer. He's been dealing with depression and suicidal thoughts and is confused on his sexuality. He's being influenced by people in school and in his family, and it's out of my control. So I need Daily Audio Bible to stand in the gap and cover him in the blood, in the prayers of Jesus. And I thank you for your time.
I'm emotional. Daily Audio Bible family. I'm just coming to y'all with so much gratitude. I had asked for a prayer request for this. Sorry, this is Ransom Princess. It's from Dallas. And I had asked for a prayer request that it just has been on my knees about and on my face about for said about my daughter, who is deeply struggling. She's a 16-year-old that it didn't seem that my prayers are breaking through. But I know that of course I know the Lord hears, but gosh, I just had asked for somebody else to pray for her, but she was some very deep-seated issues over just the rejection and her adoption and her identity and my father's suicide, who she was very close, extremely close to. So it's like kind of another rejection that, she's known Jesus and just such, several, suicidal ideations and very scary stuff. And I just, I'm a Christian counselor and I just was getting nowhere and my prayer seemed to not be getting anywhere, but I asked for prayer nails. She was, I picked her up today, and she was so happy. I'm just, every day that I listen to my family, and I cry every day with y'all, and I rejoice with y'all, and I to tears with y'all. I pray, and I just, sometimes I get so excited
I just forget to, I'm an only child, so I grew up around a lot of people, so I just, people, only Jesus can hear me, and I got to speak it. So I'm so thrilled, I'm so moved. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, family. Thank you, guys. Just God bless y'all and know that.
Hey, family, this is Dave from Colorado. I know it's been years since I've called in. I was actually going to call in with an update, but now I need to ask for prayer requests for a different reason. My sister-in-law's family, actually it's my wife's sister, her name is Ann. Ann's has a daughter named Chrissy. Chrissy has a son named Javon. Anyway, Chrissy and Javon, they went to motor vehicles just to run an errand. Javon decided he wanted to stay out in the car and wait. When Chrissy came back out, she thought Javon was asleep and just couldn't rouse him, ended up calling 911. Paramedic could not revive him, and he was dead. 18-year-old kid. You know, you go inside to run an errand, 5 minutes later, you find your son dead. And I just can't imagine the pain that they have to be feeling. Chrissy and they are both inconsolable. Anyway, if you could pray for them, that would be awesome. One bright spot, and I know Javon was quoting scripture to his grandma, Ann, so he was obviously a believer, so that is a plus. Anyway, guys, I appreciate you. I love your family. We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible listeners. Hello, Dabbers. Here's a long-time listener from when I first got my first iPod. I just called in to pray for my family. We just had a major loss in our family. We've actually had a lot of losses since 2020, and then this one just is another one. And I just don't know why I waited to fall for so long, but I've just been listening to the Daily Audio Bible on and off, and so I just really needed prayer for this one. Some family members have taken this very hard. And so I just ask for prayer for that. And I also pray for the other dabbers that have lost loved ones as well. So thank you. Bye.
Good morning, Dab family. This is Brenda Ng again calling for my son, Jonathan, who was missing July 16th. And he's still missing. And today is July 25th. I again just want to reach out and let everybody know that we need to pray for our spiritual lifting, for a demonic lifting of my son that has been, just the Lord knows. And I just want to pray for him that he will be delivered and he will be coming home safely. I love you guys. Thank you for everything that you guys are doing. And thank you, Brian. Thank you, Brian's family, for this radio or podcast.
Good morning. I want to respond to a couple of prayers. One from, I believe her name was Sayla. She just wants to have a better relationship with her parents. She might be feeling the pressure to move out, but maybe is a little scared because she's dealing with some repercussions from a concussion and trying to heal through that. So, Lord, just lift her up. I pray that you give her the confidence she needs, the healing that she needs, the belief that she has been healed to make the next step in her life. And I also pray that whatever stresses are on her relationship with her parents, that you would just remedy that and relieve that, and allow hearts to be open, allow them to come to one another in humbleness and grace and kindness and patience, and that you would just give her wisdom, give Sayla wisdom, and give her parents whatever wisdom they need to encourage her into her next step of life. And also, I want to pray for a gentleman. I don't remember his name, but he dealing with some loneliness and disconnect. And as a result of kind of putting his head down and studying and furthering his professional career. So Lord, we just lift him up and allow him to guide him into relationships, allow him to meet people, like-minded people that are would edify and encourage him and support him, and he'd be able to...
Hey, my incredible Dab fam. This is KSD. Speaking of incredible, this message is for our dear young sister of 22 years, Selah. Oh, my dear sister, I don't usually do this, but I had to pull my truck over because your call just struck all kinds of nerves in me. And I want to say, first of all, thank you for your heart posture. And there's a scripture that came to my mind in the book of Daniel, chapter 10, verse 12, where God told Daniel through the angel, the first day that you positioned your heart to humble yourself and seek me, I heard you. And so I'm telling you, Selah, as you are doing what your name says, which is to pause, to reflect, to consider, that's what Selah is doing. And as you are pausing to reach out to your DAB family, God is moving. Thank you, thank you, thank you for your heart posture. And you have no idea how much hope you're giving me to hear you as a young adult reaching out, wanting to see your relationship restored with your parents. Oh, how that is blessing me, Selah. Because as I am estranged from my children, I could only hope to have Selah in my children. So Father, bless this, your daughter. Will you open the floodgates and bring healing, bring restoration, bring a peaceful resolve for Selah to reconnect and be healed with her parents. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and we're lifting up our dear Dabber at timestamp 2:31:25 on the community prayer and encouragement. Father God, you can hear in this woman's voice that she is distraught. She needs help immediately, Father God. She needs to be directed. Father, speak to her through the Holy Spirit and let her know what decisions to make, what avenues to pursue, where to go, if it's to stay, if it's to flee, Father God. Open up the doors of opportunity if you want her out of that situation, Lord, for her peace and safety, that she is directed exactly to where you want her to be, to recover and to be safe and secure. Provide that for her. Provide holy, loving, God-fearing people to be put in her path, to counsel her, and to uplift her. Undergird her, Father God, with your mighty wings. Put a peace that passes all understanding around her while she's going through this, Lord. Let her know in her spirit, Father God, when you direct her and when you cause her to stay, when you have her turn to the left or to the right, let her see your face, Lord, that she is walking toward you with your arms open wide to comfort her and to love her. In the name of Jesus, we claim safety for those children also. And most of all, Lord, we ask that this man be humbled before you. Let him be taken down by the Holy Spirit, that he sees clearly his evil and hateful ways, and that he might surrender to you, Father God, and plead for grace and mercy, that you will help him transform his mind, Lord, that he will love and embrace his family from now on for your glory and honor and praises, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Hey, DAB, it's Refined by the Fire in Ohio. I was just listening to a couple days back, and the story of Jehoshaphat and Ahab and the prophets, and the fact that God intentionally allowed Ahab to be deceived by the 200 prophets has always fascinated me. So first, the fact that Jehoshaphat didn't even recognize them as real prophets, and the fact that they were lying about what God was saying and that he would be successful, and yet this one real prophet was still willing to speak the truth, even though obviously Ahab did not like him at all. And then Jehoshaphat had the discernment to recognize that even though 200 of these prophets were all saying the same thing, something just wasn't setting right. Like, it's like he could recognize the spirit of untruth that was within them or influencing them. And so I just always found that fascinating, simply because we're so quick to think, you know, God wouldn't allow stuff like that. But God knows our hearts, and sometimes I think he does let us hear what we want to hear. And so, I don't know, just a thought to throw out there. Praying with all of you. Love you tons. Talk to you soon.
Hey, this is From Junk to Treasure and Taken with Love. I loved what you called us on the prayer and encouragement for this past week. This is Monday, July 28th, so it would have been on the 27th recording. You called us Dabber Nation. I love that. This is a Dabber Nation of knee benders for the glory of God, for the service of his kingdom work, and to each other. Thank you for sharing that. I enjoyed hearing that.
Selah, this is God's Life Speaker. I heard you on the 28th podcast, and you were requesting prayer for having good relations with your parents. And you're obviously young, staying a little bit longer at home because of a concussion that you're recovering from. So in the name of Jesus, we pray that that concussion is behind you, and so that you can move forward. You want to have a relationship with them the rest of your life. Well, I'll tell you what, you're already on the right road. Someone that's as young as you that's saying that has their heart posture ready for the Holy Spirit to move it in the right direction. So Colossians 3:23 tells us to do our work heartily as unto the Lord and not for men. So as long as you are loving the Lord first, that will just transfer. And sometimes we don't see things the way we want to see them, but let the Lord be your confidence, which is Proverbs 3:26. And trust him in everything that you do. We will not always see what we think we should see, but God is always at work. He who has begun a good work in us will do it to completion. And continue to be prayerful before the Lord. Be kind, because it's God's kindness that draws us to him. So our kindness to others will draw them to the Lord also. Heavenly Father, would you just bless Selah? Would you keep orienting her heart towards you, honoring you, and she will automatically be honoring her parents. Lord, we thank you for this young one. And we bless her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in heaven, God of all grace, praise you that you are a maker of heaven and earth who blesses us. Help us to live a life of purity in a close relationship with you. Help us to love without conditions, to forgive as we have been forgiven. Please give us wisdom. Help us to place all difficult situations under your control. Protect us from the hands of evil and lead us to where you want us. Let your grace guide and protect us in all our ways. Help us to hear your voice and speak it with confidence. Father, help us to be submissive, humble, self-controlled, and alert. Help us to spot the work of the devil and resist him. Today, we want to cast all our anxiety on you. Thank you that you are the God of all grace. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
redeemed in Southern Illinois. I wanted to call in a prayer for Retta in the Pacific Northwest. She called in to let us know that her sweet brother, Gary, had passed away. Oh, Retta. We know he's with Jesus, but we know the heartache of loss and grief. We just lift you up and his wife and all of your family.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. Romans 3:23-25. Father God, we lift up to you today Jorge Bido. He finds himself back incarcerated, and unfortunately, this is a cycle that our society faces, that the lack of support, love, and forgiveness is detrimental for reintegration. But God, you can do all things, for we are all sinners and fall short of your standards. In your grace, we are right with you because of the sacrifice of Jesus. Father, we pray for your mercy and grace on Jorge, and may others extend their grace onto him as well. We pray that the enemies and traps that walk among us never cross paths with Jorge again, that the next time he is released, his life will be perfect, with supports, love, grace, and positive influence. Father, you are already at work, making the crooked path straight. Thank you, Jesus, for sacrificing yourself for Jorge. May he walk in you and with you all the days of his life. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Love you, Jorge.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. It's Sean from the United Kingdom, and it's presently, I've just listened to a recording from the 20th of July. Just wanted to offer up a prayer for Brian in Ohio and his two children, Mitchell and Ashley. So, Father, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for your word, which declares that you've never seen a seed of the righteous begging bread, Lord, or their children forsaken, Lord God. And you promised also that, Lord, our children are for signs and wonders. See, he said, see, these are the sons you've given me. They are for signs and wonders, and that we would not labor or toil in vain or bear children doomed to misfortune. So we just invoke that covenant, Lord God, over Brian in Ohio and his two children, Mitchell and Ashley. Father, we just plead the blood of Jesus over Mitchell, Lord God. I pray, Father, that you would cleanse his conscience from acts that lead to death, so that he may serve the one true living God. Father, we just take authority over every stronghold in his life. In the name of Jesus, we cast that down. Every imagination, every high thing, every addiction, everything that every imagination that would exalt itself against the knowledge of Christ Jesus, we take it captive and make it obedient to Christ. For Ashley, Lord God, we just come against the spirit of deception. We plead the blood of Jesus over her. And we pray that you would arrest their spirits, Holy Spirit, and that you would lead them in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. Father, make a way where there's none for Mitchell, and open doors for him that no man can shut, Father, Lord God. Give him an encounter with you, Holy Spirit, that would change his life forever. We just plead and apply the blood of Jesus over their lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Please remember me also. My dad in Jamaica just had a stroke. His name is Ainsley Deer. Please pray for him, I ask, in Jesus' name.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in July 28th to pray over our children. Oh, how great are God's riches and wisdom and knowledge. How impossible it is for us to understand his decisions and his ways. Romans 11:33. Interestingly, in Paul's great letter to the Romans, after explaining so much about God's plan and purposes, Paul himself admits that it is impossible for us to understand all of God's decisions and ways. He says that God's judgments or decrees cannot be searched to the bottom, and that his paths cannot be followed to the end. We will never completely comprehend all he is doing, nor will we ever come to full clarity about why. It's not that we can never expect to know anything about God's ways, but we can only understand what is revealed to us. And as much as God has made known to us, he has not divulged everything, particularly the detailed explanations and answers to all of our why questions. While he knows the path that lies ahead for us and for our children, we don't. He calls us to live by faith in his sovereign and loving purposes. He asks us to trust him with what is beyond our ability to understand. To be continued.
Hello, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. I just had a song on my heart. I pray that it blesses you, and I pray that you can stop and sit and let God pour into your heart and just do what he does best and overwhelm you with peace, love, and joy. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. Silence the noise in my mind, Lord. And open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you. To see you high and lifted up, shining in the light of your glory. Pour out your power and love as we sing, holy, holy, holy. So open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Open the eyes of my heart. I want to see you. I want to see you.
In the beginning, there was fruit that God commanded us not to eat. And ever since we disobeyed, we wandered in defeat. Alone and strange, we tried to run. We knew we did wrong. Why is it so hard for us sometimes to just stay where we belong? Our eyes were open and we became like God. We got to call the shot. The fruit we ate then putrefied, and inside it starts to rot. We wish that we could throw it up and just undo what has been done. We try to hide our face from God, but there's nowhere we can run. We make excuses, point fingers, a thousand reasons why. But deep inside, we know the truth. All our excuses are a lie. And then we hear God call our names. We think he doesn't see. We wish that we could just go back to the way things used to be. But that isn't going to happen now. Our innocence was lost. God told us from the very start what the disobedience would cause. But he loves his children very much, and he suffers with us long. Even when we turn our backs, his love for us stays strong. We try to sow on fig leaves to cover up what we've done. God takes away the fig leaves and gives instead his son. Every day we have a choice. There's fruit we shouldn't eat, and every time we disobey, we experience fresh defeat. I thank God for Jesus. Without him, I would fail. Many claim to have the way, but it's all to no avail. What was lost can be regained. We can walk with God again. Confess, repent, and sin no more. It's the only way to win. BlindTony1016@gmail.com. Once again, Brian and the Harden family, thank you for this wonderful podcast for God's Holy Spirit to flow. Keep it flowing, y'all. All right, bye-bye.
Hi, beautiful Dab family. This is Prisoner of Hope. I wanted to let you all know that I will not be calling in any longer, and that the Lord is moving me in another direction of ministry that I feel passionate about. I love you all dearly. I will miss you, and I thank you for being the beautiful people that you are. I am with you always, and above all, I am desperately praying for the salvation of those in our lives who have not given their lives to Jesus. And also that none of us who are saved would be deceived. Matthew 7 says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but the one who does the will of my Father will enter. And many will come to the Lord and say, did we not prophesy and cast out demons and perform miracles and maybe listen to Dab or, you know, go to church? We check the box, and I will declare to them, I never knew you. Leave me, you who practice lawlessness. May that not be any of us. I want to pray for those who maybe have never called upon the name of Jesus, or perhaps they asked Jesus to be Savior, but the evil one led them astray and their faith never took root. And they never made Jesus Lord. High King of Heaven, please draw in and enable our loved ones to know you as Lord and Savior. Please call them out of darkness into your wonderful light. May they hear your voice and may their hearts be softened. I plead with you, sweet Lord, to redeem each of them by your hand. Today is the day of salvation, and so may they choose you today, that they would receive the crown of glory that only comes from calling on the name of Jesus Christ and Him alone. Please do not allow them to spend another day in bondage. I plead with you to soften their hardness of hearts and save them. I ask all these things in the matchless, beautiful name of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, Jesus the Anointed One, our Master and soon coming King. Amen and amen.
Hey family, calling in the continuation for July 28th. God has gone ahead of us, cutting a path for human history and for our lives, and His ways are beyond our tracing out. We cannot fully grasp exactly why He has ordained that the world and our lives are taking our particular course. What path is God taking you and your child down that is inscrutable, impossible to understand or accept as the intended route for your lives? God knows what He's doing. His depths of knowledge, wisdom, and mercy are unfathomably deep, so we can trust Him even when we find His ways inscrutable. We might not know what He is doing, but we can be sure that He does. Lord, we want to stop insisting that we must understand everything You're doing in our lives before we are willing to accept it. Forgive us for foolishly thinking that our plans would be better than Yours. Forgive us for arrogantly thinking we know more than You about the solutions to our problems. We might not understand Your decisions, but we want to accept them. And we might not be able to trace Your ways, but we want to go. And we want our children to go wherever You lead. I love you, family.
Hey, Dab family. I'm just asking for some prayers. I am going to be leaving in a couple of hours to take a group of teenagers into the Amazon jungle in Peru for their first mission trip. I am excited and I can't wait to see what God has in store. I have been led to start my own nonprofit mission organization, Agape Pioneer Missions, and this is the first trip that I've been able to put together. So it's been a very big learning lesson preparation for me. And I just want to pray that the Lord will be with us as we go through this traveling season and get into the jungle. And once we get there, I just want to pray that the teenagers there, that their eyes and their ears will be tuned into the Holy Spirit and what God has called them to do once they arrive. Where we're going, there is about 70 villages who come to one village for 4 days for a convention. And we will be working with about 500 children. And it's a very remote trip with no electricity, no running water, no internet, no electronic devices. So it's going to be a big adjustment for these teenagers because it's their first trip and their first experience into this type of setting. So just pray for us that God will have His hand on this trip and that the Holy Spirit will move mightily in their lives and in the lives of the people who will be attending this convention. Thank you.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Auto Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin, all praise and glory to our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Today is July 29th. I was listening to the 28th podcast in East Coast Adventure, you called in, and first of all, we'd like to give praise and glory to our Lord and Savior, and congratulations to you on completing your master's program. What a wonderful blessing that is. We here at the DAB do celebrate with you and pray that that will comfort you, and we heard your request that you hope to get with some Christian and godly believers and have a friend group. I ask that you also lift my son Nicholas up. He'll be getting out of jail here in a couple of days. That would also be the case with him. So we want to lift you and my son up and pray that a godly group of young men will come into both of your lives and draw you closer to them, make you feel a part of and loved. Also, there was a young lady who called in on the same day And you made, I'm sure, every parent smile when you said you just want a closer relationship with your parents. What a blessing. What a blessing. So, yes, we want to lift you up and pray that that will be the case, that you will have the words to speak. You already seem to have that because you want to reach out and communicate with your parents. So we just continue that you will do that, and God will guide you in that. We lift this up to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen, and God bless.
Thank you, Daily Audio Bible, for being there to pray with me, brothers and sisters. This is wonderful. Thank you, Brian and wife, for starting this. I'm just asking for prayer for my daughter and her live-in husband, who has two kids, and my daughter has one girl. Just asking for them to be guided by the Holy Spirit in their home and in their jobs at school, and for, you know, Christ-like people to be around them wherever they go, and to be guided towards Him in their decisions, and hopefully to become a family and get married soon, one day. So thank you so much, Audio Bible persons. I appreciate your help on this. God bless you. Love you. Hey, this is Lori from Kernersville. I want to pray this morning for a mama of Kiana, who called in because Kiana is pregnant with her fourth child, and it sounds like there's an issue with the placenta attaching itself to previous scar tissue from a C-section. So, Father God, we just come before you on behalf of Kiana, that this situation would be resolved as you touch her, as you heal this area, as the placenta itself to the scar tissue, and that she can go forward with this pregnancy without fear, and knowing that you've got it. You've got this covered completely, Lord. Let her give birth to a healthy baby. Keep the mama safe and healthy, and Kiana. And then keep Kiana's mom in your perfect peace. Keep Kiana's family in your perfect peace. We pray for this new life to emerge into the world unscathed, with the blessing of new life in their family. And I pray this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hello, families. Greeting from Bhutan. Thank you for always praying for Bhutan and supporting us in prayer. And I have a prayer request today. Please pray for the travel agent that we have. Actually, we opened this travel agent to help our church and also to help ourselves to go for outreach, to reach out to people here in Bhutan. But most of the time, we don't get any trace from the agent. But still, then we are trusting upon the Lord, and we are praying about it. And also sometimes when we get trace from the agent, we try to help the orphan and single parents and orphan in the churches here in Bhutan. So please keep in prayer, and God bless you all.
Hello, this is Jason in Oregon, and I'm calling in to lift up my son Jesse, who's 13, in prayer. He's struggling with suicidal thoughts, depression, and his sexuality. I need the Daily Audio Bible to stand in the gap with me and pray for him, cover him in the blood. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with Eternity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for my son, Connor. He is just graduated from school, and he is looking for a job. He is an industrial designer, looking for a position. He has a couple of job lines up, a couple of prospects. One is a little bit further away than we had hoped. We had hoped he would get a job closer where he could stay with us for a year or two. Now, his girlfriend is going to college and getting her master's degree, So he just wants to stick close to the house, close to our home, for a year or so. He just needs to be covered up in prayer, that he be able to find a job that's close by where he can go and work and get some, gain some experience. And that is it. I will talk to you guys later. Love y'all. Bye for now.
Good morning. I want to respond to a prayer a mother called in for her daughter, Tiana, who's pregnant with her fourth child. And there's some complications with the pregnancy. I believe she said the placenta has attached to the scar tissue from a previous C-section. So Lord, we lift Tiana up, we lift the baby up, we lift the family up, the mother up. You are Jehovah Rapha, the healer. You are the great designer. You know exactly what needs to happen in Tiana's body to separate the placenta from the scar tissue, Lord. And so we ask and we claim in the name of your son, Jesus, that you heal her, that you provide healing, and the baby would be delivered in the healthiest way possible. Even if it's through another C-section, we thank you for medical technology that has allowed us to do it, that kind of procedure almost pain-free. So Lord, we just, again, lift her up. We claim healing. We ask for healing. We believe in healing. And we proclaim healing over her, and her baby. In your son's name I pray. Amen.
This is Nancy from Nebraska, and this is for Brian and Jill and their family. I was just flabbergasted when you came on here and said Ezekiel is 13 years old. I remember back when he was born and all the turmoil. And I had been with Daily Audio Bible several years. It's probably been 18 years. I always say 17 to 18 years that I've been with Daily Audio Bible. But wow, I didn't realize it was that long ago. And thank you for sharing the need for prayer during his birth. But again, sharing your praise now with him being 13 and all that God has done through that moment since his birth. Love you guys, and we are so grateful to all of you. Brian, Jill, Max, China, Ezekiel. I don't know if there's anybody else, but of course, all those who work with you behind the scenes. I know we are also grateful for this platform, and it has made a difference in our lives, and it's made a positive difference.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is Rebecca from Michigan. It's July 29th. 2025. So I had my apartment that I was going to get into. They postponed the move-in date. They want me to sign papers by August 1st, but they want me to come up with $850 for deposit, rent, $100 for the carpet, $850 for the rent, and it's due by September 1st. And I was going to move out of my apartment building. And then I come across a real estate person. And I'm going through the approval process of seeing how much I can afford to buy a place. Maybe a condo or something. So could you pray and ask God to give me some favor? Because I know God's working under the surface, under the radar, whatever you want to call it, because I know he's working on my behalf, because that's what God does. When you least expect it, he comes through. Thank you for your prayers. I know putting this out here, I know this prayer is going to get answered, because every time I post a prayer, it gets answered before you guys get to listen to it. Thank you for your prayers. Amen. Father God, you're the guy that supplies all our needs, the God that supplies our needs, a supernatural favor, in the name of Jesus, provide us with homes. things that we need, food, shelter, clothes, money, whatever we need in the name of Jesus, because you provide for birds and flowers in the name of Jesus, and we're more precious than them. Amen.
Hello, this is Amy calling from Troutdale, Oregon. And I just heard the gentleman, I think you said your name was Leo in the Lamb. I think I have that right. You just graduated and then got your certification. You graduated from nursing school and then got your certification and never passed your boards, I believe, and are now a certified RN. Congratulations, my friend. That is just awesome. So cool. And now you are looking for God's direction in your next steps in your career. And just love, and it's such an encouragement to hear. It's just good to hear a man who's so passionate about caring for people. And, you know, your heart toward those who are caring for those who are in hospice. I very much appreciate that about your story, and that's your heart for humanity. It's beautiful. And also just hearing the tenderness still from the breakup and the loss of your friend because of this breakup 7 months ago. So let's bring you before the Lord, who loves you so much. Dear Heavenly Father, we bring before you our brother, our precious brother. What an honor. And God, thank you for getting him through nursing school and getting him past the exams and the boards and all that it requires to accomplish this, God. Thank you for walking with him through this. He has acknowledged that, Lord, and is desiring to continue to have you guide him and lead him as he starts his career. Lord, would you just paint a path forward for him, open doors and close doors as needed, that he would land exactly where you would have him to land, Lord. And would you continue to heal his broken heart, God, as only you can. In Jesus' name, amen.
This is Redeemed in Southern Illinois. I wanted to call in a prayer for Corey. He had called in on, it was on the community prayer line, I believe it was July 12th. He moved about a year ago for a job, and that the move's been rough, the job's been rough, and I think he and his family moved. But anyway, now his wife is wanting to separate. Oh Lord, we just lift this marriage up to you. We lift Corey up to you. I don't know what's causing the strife, why she's wanting to separate, but I pray you would work a miracle in this marriage and be with Corey. I don't know if they moved for like an advancement, like this was a more advanced job and more money, or what the situation is, but speak to him, Lord. Maybe they need to return to their hometown to save their marriage. We just lift it all up to you and wrap your arms around Corey and reveal your will to him. We love you, Corey. Call back in and give us an update. Love you, DAB family. Bye-bye.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible family. This is Billy from Wetumpka with the Trinity Stone. I wanted to put a prayer request out there for my brother, Christopher. He has a lump in his right breast. I know it's odd, a male getting breast cancer, but hopefully it's not cancerous. They're going to do a biopsy on him today. There are actually 4 nodules he has. We're praying it's not cancer. Hopefully it's a benign something or another, but we just wanted it to be a benign something or another. Through Christ's name I pray. Amen. Please keep my brother covered up in prayer. His name is Christopher, and I will talk to y'all later. All right, bye for now.
Designed by God. This is God's Life Speaker. I heard you probably about 15 minutes left into July 19th community prayers, and you were calling in because it sounds like you must be a new college graduate and you are not having any luck with jobs. You've got rejection after rejection, even though you're way qualified for this. And you are feeling rejected by some friends that you thought that they would be around forever, that they would be your friend. And you're low. And I want you to know you've been heard. And I heard you because you were telling the story that my son tells. And so I feel your pain because our son lives with us still, looking for the job that would hire him, and he's had some setbacks too. And it's been rough. It's been rough watching him. You did say that you were at your wit's end. And Psalm 107, verse 27 says, and they were at their wit's end. So if in the original language, wits is hakma, and it means wisdom, our wisdom, at the end of our wisdom. And the word end is swallowed up or ruined. So our wisdom is finally swallowed up. We are finally done figuring it out. And this is exactly where God wants us. Because now, when you're ready to invite him into all of this, and I'm not saying that you're not, but he can guide you. Trust the process. Trust the waiting. Be patient and serve him always to his glory. In Jesus' name.
Hey, Daily Audio Bible. This is Richard from BC. I have been listening to this podcast for a very long time. Anyways, I got my real estate license, and this past year and a half, almost 2 years, I've really worked a lot to get it, and I feel like my body is going through some burnout because of that, and having back spasms and different vibration feelings on my back, and got lots of weird sensations, but doctor says I'm cleared to just take some anti-anxiety meds. So anyways, would love some prayer just for continued support and guidance, and I feel like God's direction is still to point me to continue in this path of real estate. Would love the support.
This is from Junk to Treasure, and Be Wise from Arizona has encouraged us to pray for people who are incarcerated. First and foremost, we pray for every inmate will be able to hear the Word of God while they are incarcerated. Allow all of them to have access to the written Word no matter what their financial situation or where they are. Let them be able to attend services without shame, ridicule, or persecution. Break the bonds of fear or shame that might hold them back from accepting salvation's plan. Don't allow the guards to be a stumbling block to the programs and religious services for these men and women. Send the Holy Spirit to fill the guards and the counselors and the chaplains and every employee with compassion, wisdom, fairness, and grace. Let the families encourage them, and let love cause reconciliation between families. Grant the families hope and peace and financial means amidst the challenges of separation. Let these men and women seek the face of God, and let them feel hope for a success in being reintegrated into society. Place a hedge of protection from all forms of harm and evil and violence around them. Drive out bitterness, regret, fear, shame from their hearts, and bind up loneliness and self-hatred. Break down the strongholds that have them bound to evil and hatred and revenge. I pray a revival will break out in every correctional facility nationwide. Let Jesus permeate the atmosphere and unlock bondage within them. We decree that they will be obedient and allow your truth to lead and teach them in such a way that their unsaved families will run to be saved in their local churches. Let each of the men and women delight in your word and meditate on it each day. For these that are wrongfully imprisoned, bring truth and revelation to their cases. Comfort the hearts of the children who have been long separated from their parents. And please destroy every generational cycle of these families. In the name of Jesus.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield calling in July 29th to pray over our children. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Romans 12:2. If there's anything we want for our kids, it is that they would know and walk in the will of God. But how are they going to know what His will is? Should they expect to hear Him speak to them about big and small decisions in their subconscious thoughts? Should they try on particular decisions to see if they have a peace about them? should they seek to interpret God's voice through their circumstances? As much as we and our children might like to receive divine messages telling us specifically what to do and where to go, nothing in the Bible indicates that God guides us in this way. Just because God spoke in a certain way to particular believers at one point in redemption history doesn't mean that's the way he speaks to ordinary believers today. Yet we can be sure that God will guide our children. He won't necessarily provide them with a map that tells them exactly where to go and what to do, but he has provided them with a compass. This compass is his word to us in the Bible. It will constantly and unerringly point our children towards God's will for their lives. To be continued.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. This is Tracy Baker out of Fort Worth, Texas. Sending prayers out to everyone in DAB family. But specifically, I want to send a prayer out to Billy McLemore of the Trinity Stone. Like to cover you up in prayers for your recent MRR results. Brother, stand tall. Jesus has got you. Have no fear. And also, I want to cover up your prison ministry. I like what you're doing there. Keep up the good work. We were once bunkmates at the Daily Audio Bible family gathering out in Tennessee. I still have your hands and feet of Jesus magnet, refrigerator magnet on my refrigerator. So I just want you to know, brother, that I'm with you, excuse me, in prayer for your recent MRI and to keep your ministry covered up in prayer. Thank you, Daily Audio Bible. Faithful listener for over 18, 19 years. Tracy Baker out of Fort Worth, Texas. Blessed be.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. I've been listening to Chronological, so if you make a response to this, I won't hear it. But the farmer's wife, you have been on my heart the last couple of days, and I just wanted to lift you up in prayer. And I also wanted to say I identify a lot with your story and just want to encourage you that God can pull you through, and there's nothing that you've done that will ever separate you from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. I tell you just to come to him with whatever you're dealing with, whatever sin, whatever doubts, whatever worries, whatever concern, and seek him and his will in your life. Bring to him your hurts, your frustrations, your disappointments. He is worthy and he can handle all these things, and he can give you wisdom and direction on where to step and what to do next. Don't look to this world and to others for answers. Seek God and his face and confirm that what others are telling you to do is what God wants you to do. Sister, I love you, and Lord, I just lift up the farmer's wife. I pray that you'd be with her, that you continue to guide her and direct her, and that she would feel and know your love, Lord, and know there's nothing she can do in this world that will separate her from the love of God that is Christ Jesus our Lord. There is always room for redemption, always room for growth, and never does he turn his back on you. Also, Michael, continue to lift you up in prayer, and your brother and your uncle, I'm sure. I don't know where you are in this time. I do wish I'd know, but I know I don't listen to. I'm on Chronological, so if you want to check in there, maybe I can hear. Love you.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. This is Ann in Texas, and I wanted to say, hearing about Ezekiel's birthday recently just brought me to tears and so many memories and touched my heart so much. Happy birthday belated to Ezekiel. And I know you thanked your mom for giving birth to you, to your mom, Jill. But I remembered exactly where I was. We were in North Carolina then, where we were for years. And I remember where I was sitting at a table when I got the news about Jill going to the hospital, and we were praying. And it just reminded me this year on his birthday what a community this is, despite being separated by space and time. It is such a real blessing that this community is here. We have each other to lean on, and it just was a great reminder of that. So thank you for sharing all about that memory, Brian, of when Ezekiel was born, and we're all glad he was born.
Good morning. I just want to respond to a couple prayers. One was for a man named Bill, a neighbor, and he, I believe he has meningitis and recently contracted Lyme disease. So we pray, Lord, for his healing. We lift him up and pray for his healing. And then the same person called in for, I believe, her sister, Carol, who has gone through cancer already, but now has, they've discovered a lesion on her kidney. And so we pray, Lord, that you just bring her through that, that you walk with her through that, give her strength and patience, bring her healing, allow her family to be emotional and mental support for her. And Lord, we just know that on the other side of this, you will be glorified. In your son's name, I pray. Amen.
My dad, fam, his spark, I wanted to call it praise. I'm going home on Friday. So, yeah, it's pretty cool. But also wanted to share something. My wife and I have really been through it down here. You know, if you could ask for it to go wrong, it's gone wrong. Both of our cars have broken down. Got bed bugs in our apartment. Believe it or not, I got attacked by fire ants cleaning up trash around the dumpster one day. Literally. I crawled up my legs and, yeah, they did a number on me. Excuse me. But as I told you, God comes to you when you're not looking. And I think you're entertaining angels and everybody you speak to every day. My best friend at work is 62 years old, and he's 5 feet tall, and he's a man from Mexico. And I love his style, his gratitude. I love talking faith with him. And the other day I was sitting with him at lunch, and I said, man, all this keeps going wrong. I feel like a witch is attacking me. And he looks up from his lunch without missing a beat, and this is the most serious thing the man's ever said to me. He said, you're a Christian man. You take those fears and you show them that you're not scared because your God is there. And all those fears go away. And he looked down and ate lunch.
Hey family, calling in the continuation for July 29th. We don't want our children to leave decision-making behind in the pursuit of divine messages. We don't want them to be in continual pursuit of a supernatural, extra-biblical word from God that will tell them where to go and what to do. We don't want them to try discerning God's will solely through feelings of peace or through interpreting their circumstances of life, which can be ambiguous. We don't want them to live in fear of missing the message. Instead, we want the minds of our children to be transformed as the work of the Spirit applies to the Word of God to their hearts, awakening a response and leading them to follow Him. We want them to have the mind of Christ so they will be able to discern what is good and pleasing and perfect. Lord, do your transforming work in our children through your word, that our children might learn to know your heart, your mind, and your desires. Give our children the mind of Christ so that they will be able to make wise decisions that will be pleasing to you. Guide them in your way and by your word to embrace your will. I love you, family.
Good morning, DAB family. This is London to completely trust. It's been a long time since I've come on. I've been having some mental struggles, but I'm fine. Thanks be to God, I'm okay. I'm all right. I'm listening, and I'm not fully on top of all my readings, but I'm getting through them in the name of Jesus. I really miss you all, but I do keep in touch anyway by listening to the DAB. I'm asking for prayer for my daughter, Kimberly Tiffany. She's just been having allergic reaction to almost anything. She'll eat something and she's fine, and then she'll eat it again, and she has a real bad wails and allergic reaction. Thanks be to God, it's not really affecting her breathing or anything, but it is a challenge because she doesn't know what to eat at times. And though she's a psychotherapist, so she's doing all her therapy thing, she's my baby, and as a mom I'm concerned about her, so I'm calling on my family to help me to pray for her, that she, there's something. We're going to nutritionist, we're doing everything, but we know that we need God. So I'm calling out to my family to help me pray for my daughter, and also for my son Brandon, who's getting ready to go off to uni. I pray that you will pray for us, please. Thank you, and God bless you. Bye.
Good morning, everyone. It's Susan from Canada, Godzilla Flower, calling. And I want to pray for addictions. So many, Jill, of our children and relatives and loved ones are addicted to substances, if not drugs, alcohol, food. Some are even addicted to sex and different things like that, dealing with pornography. And, oh, Lord God, it's such a mess. You know, you have given us so much in this world that is for a good use, yet somehow we turn it around and make a mess out of our lives with it. And we need your strength to keep us on the straight and narrow, to keep us true to you, and to keep us pure and holy in your sight. We know we'll never be perfect, Father, except through the righteousness of Jesus Christ. But we ask that you provide the strength, the guidance, the wisdom, and the knowledge that we need to resist the temptations of the evil one, to resist finding comfort and peace in substances rather than in you. Lord God, I'm as guilty as anybody else for turning to food when I'm in a very depressed or anxious state. But Lord God, I should be turning to you to receive the peace, the true peace that can only come from you, that amazing peace. So I pray that on all our loved ones, our children, oh God, our relatives, just everyone we meet, may we be the light that shines through for you and you alone. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hey, today is a beautiful sunshiny day, and this is Searching for Beauty. It is July 30th. I'm feeling pretty good. I always love summer. I always feel better in the summer because I can get outside without all of the snow. I could use a little bit of prayer. I've got another blood test coming up on August 8th. Really need one of my cancer markers to be down, and hopefully it's getting close to normal range. I feel pretty good, so I feel hopeful that it'll be going the right direction. My daughter that still lives at home is really struggling. She's been online school and in a really small school for a couple of years, and going into high school. Today she tells me that she doesn't think she can do it, and she wants to go into the blended program where you can go when you want to go for instruction. A lot of girls, well, kids use this because they haven't been able to graduate, or maybe they've, you know, had babies or what have you, and don't fit into the regular parameters of high school. I wish I could help this kid to just get herself out there again. It's been a lot of stuff that she's had to process over recent years, and I think it's just weighing on her. If you could just pray for us that he would give me wisdom and her just, I guess, an ability to make a good decision moving forward, and a decision that's not based in fear. Thank you all. Have a good day.
Hi, Dabbers. This is Kay from Ohio. I wanted to pray for Sela. I'm much older than you are, and I'm at, and it, you might take until you're in your 50s, 60s, that you get older and you understand more. Just like when you were a teenager, you didn't understand what you do now at 22. So may I encourage you to pray for your mom and your dad and anyone in that regard, and lay it before God, and to forgive your parents for what they don't know. As parents, you do what you learned behavior. Just like as children, as you get older, you realize, I don't have to do it that way. Or there's certain foods you didn't like because that's the way it was always fixed. And you get older and you realize things are different. Things are going to be different. Things will be different with your parents as you switch how you think and how you perceive things. So forgive them for who they are, how they raised you, how they're still doing things. And you be the light. You be the change. And as you shift, I promise you, they might not ever tell you they're shifting, because you're starting to do things different. You see it differently. You're not getting upset about things that you usually do. Or you might have to speak up and be the voice of reason. And you might just say, I don't like that. I don't want to do that. Or I'll pray about it. I'll pray for you. And you don't say these things for response. You're saying it for your peace of mind, and that I'm trusting you, God. Show me how to do this. I want to do it your way. And I promise you, God's going to show up in more ways than one. God bless you.
Hey, family. Beloved in Bakersfield calling in July 30th to pray over our children. Everyone must submit to governing authorities, for all authority comes from God, and those in positions of authority have been placed there by God. So anyone who rebels against authority is rebelling against what God has instituted, and they will be punished. Romans 13, 1 through 2. It might be easier to dismiss Paul's instructions to submit to governing authorities if we could argue that the rulers in his day were so just and good that they deserved such submission. But of course, Jesus was executed on the pretext of treason, and Paul himself was accused of insurrection. A time of intense persecution for Christians in Rome was around the corner. It was into that reality that Paul instructed those who were the recipients of the saving grace of God in Christ to respond in submission to civil government. The authorities are God's servants sent for your good, Paul wrote in verse 4. Paul recognized that even unjust civil authorities restrain the tidal wave of evil that would break over the world without them. Of course, there is an even larger principle in this passage that has import for the way we raise our children. It is that God puts all authority in place. To live in full recognition of God's sovereignty over the world is to recognize and to help our children recognize that every authority they come under has been put there by God. It's easy for us to encourage our kids to respect the authority of teachers we admire, coaches we appreciate, and bosses we look up to. To be continued.
Hello, this is my first time calling. If anyone would please pray for my husband. He had an organ transplant a couple years ago, and since then his body has been producing new tumors, so he's been receiving treatment off and on for those. This past spring, he had a serious fall. due to the fall, he now has fluid in places that there should not be fluid. Also, from being sedentary from the excruciating pain of the fall, he now has new blood clots in several different places. if anyone would please pray for him, for the Lord to restore healing and take care of all of that, I would appreciate it. Thank you so much.
I want to pray for Karen from Florida. Father God, we just lift up Karen right now in the name of Jesus, and we just plead the blood of Jesus over this situation, Father. I ask that the Holy Spirit give her supernatural wisdom in handling this situation, Father. Place a hand over her mouth when she doesn't need to speak and give her the words to say when she does, Father. I just ask for protection around her heart and for the wisdom, for wisdom in this situation, Father. I lift up her son, and I ask for, I just thank you in advance that there's going to be a magnificent testimony. We don't see it yet, but I thank you in advance for that magnificent testimony. Amen. Hey family, it's Beloved in Texas. I wanted to call in, and I hope y'all aren't getting tired of me calling about these workshops. It's just something that I really feel God's placed on me right now. It's something he's kind of laid in my lap. So I was going to have my very first one last Sunday, and it didn't end up working out. I think there was some confusion over time zones and all that kind of stuff, but the Lord impressed upon me that I needed to call in to share that, because whether or not people showed up was not the point. That was not the victory. The victory was in my obedience. And I've said this to Sparky before, and he probably gets tired of hearing me say it, but our job, our concern should not be the outcome. Our concern is the obedience in the midst of it. That is the victory. The victory is the obedience, not the outcome. In the midst of whatever it is that we are attempting to do, or in the midst of our trials, the obedience is the victory, because the outcome is none of our business. We bring our loaves and fish, and God does with it what he will. So I hope that was encouraging to somebody. Love y'all.
Dear family, it's Susan from Canada God's Yellow Flower calling in. I just heard that Tim is having a really difficult time with his ALS. So please join me in prayer. Lord God, we love Tim and Christy so dearly as a DAB family. And we pray, Lord God, and all those suffering with ALS, a complete healing over their body, should it be your will. Lord God, that we would, that you would just take away this horrible disease and help these people to overcome by the power of your holy hand. I pray for the caregivers, Lord God, that it's so difficult. I pray for Christy and everybody else who's caring for those who are ill, Lord God, that you would just strengthen them and give them courage to face each day. Give them the rest they need, the respite they need, and the peace that surpasses all understanding, that would overwhelm everybody involved. In Jesus' precious and holy name I pray, amen.
Good morning, Daily Audio Bible. I'm sitting outside this beautiful day listening to the birds, and I just feel pressed to call and ask for prayer. My niece who lives with me, I've had to give notice to move out, and I really felt led by God, and when I did it, I really felt like God said that was the right thing to do. And he gave me a beautiful picture of her. Well, it just confirmed that he has her, and that she was wriggling and fighting like a child would, when they don't want to be held, and they're fighting and fighting, but he had her in his arms. And that gave me encouragement. But I just wanted to ask if y'all could just pray that they would find a house, her and her partner, and that just God would she would find her way back to God. she's had a lot of abuse in her life from her dad, and was shown a God that was not loving and not kind. And so I just pray that he would, in his ultimate kindness, show himself to her and bring her back to the fold. And then if you could just keep me in prayer as I'm going through this school. It's a lot of information to cram into my already crammed head. Anyways, I love you guys and I miss you all so very much. This is Joyful in Virginia. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Not Shaken, and I am praying regarding family law, but I would ask all of you to pray with me. Heavenly Father, you are the righteous judge of all the earth. Genesis 18:25. You love justice and hate wickedness. Psalm 45:7. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ, I lift up our entire judicial system to you, every judge, attorney, clerk, law enforcement officer, and every person who sits in places of decision making. Lord, shine your light in the hidden places. Luke 12:2. Expose every scheme, bribe, lie, manipulation, and corruption that is hidden behind closed doors. Let no plan formed in darkness prosper. Break the power of evil spirits working behind the scenes, spirits of greed, injustice, partiality, and deceit. I ask in the name of the authority of Jesus Christ that these evil influences be bound and rendered powerless over our courts and legal processes. Father, establish truth, righteousness, and justice as the foundation of our laws and rulings. Psalms 89:14. Raise up judges, lawyers, and public servants who fear you and seek your wisdom. May the innocent be protected and the guilty held accountable rightly. May the oppressed find help, and may mercy and truth meet together in every courtroom. Psalm 85:10. Lord, I pray for revival among those who work in law and government. Turn their hearts toward you. Soften hearts of stone and replace them with hearts of flesh. Ezekiel 36:26. And when the enemy comes in like a flood, raise up your standard against him. Isaiah 59:19. We declare that yours, Lord, is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Hey, Dab Fam, it's Summer in the Songbird in Nebraska. Today is July 31st. I'm calling to pray alongside Karen from Florida, currently in Canada, for her son who has fallen back into addiction, or perhaps was never freed from it. But was hiding it better. I want to just speak hope to you, Karen. When I got married, I thought my husband was sober. He got really good at hiding it. And I did have to kick him out at one point down the road when things got really bad. And he testifies that it's the best thing I ever did for him. Because he did get sober, and we will mark 9 years of his sobriety in just a couple days. And so right now is the 9-year anniversary of me kicking him out, and that's rough. But God has changed him and transformed him completely into a far superior man to the one that I married. He is a good man, a follower of Christ, and a sober, wonderful father. So I pray for your son, and for all of those who are in the same situation, because they are many. Lord God, you are our healer. You can transform us to the point where the old man is dead and the new spirit man lives fully in you. I pray that for Karen's son. Change him. Start it today, Lord. Fill her and her family with hope.
Good morning, Dabbers. This is Anonymous, and I'm calling because I heard two prayer requests. Actually, three that really touched my heart. One of them was a woman had called in her friends. I think it was her friend's 2-year-old daughter drowned in a pool, and she was not able to be revived, and the family's going through a lot of guilt. And I'm just here, I want to pray for that family. I want to pray that they break every chain of guilt. It is nobody's fault. I just hope that they can forgive themselves, because I know that when there's guilt involved, it's hard to forgive ourselves. And I'm just going to pray the blood of Jesus over them. Also praying for the aunt that has cancer that has metastasized to her brain. She's a Christian. Lord, we just come before you to ask that you heal this woman's body like only you can, oh Lord. Also calling in for the woman whose son is battling addiction and is married and his wife wants him out. Your cry touched my heart, and I'm praying that your son can be redeemed and get the chains broken from this addiction, and that he can give his life to Jesus Christ, the one who died for him and the one who loves him the most. I pray for every other dabber out there that is facing challenges and also rejoicing in miracles. We have a wonderful Jesus, and I love him, and I love all of you. Goodbye.
Hey, family, calling in the continuation for July 30th. It's easy for us to encourage our kids to respect the authority of teachers we admire, coaches we appreciate, and bosses we look up to. But when our child tells us about an unworthy teacher, when we observe a coach treating our child unfairly, or when we recognize that a boss has done little to earn our child's respect, it is so much harder to encourage our kids to rightly submit to this authority. That's when we must remember that submission is not primarily motivated by the person to whom we submit, but it is an act of obedience and submission to the Lord Himself. Lord, we want our children to learn to live under your authority, and that means submitting to the human leaders, even and perhaps especially those who don't earn their respect. Most of all, we want our children to gladly submit to your authority. So help our children to make the connection. Grant our children the grace to submit to every authority as unto you. I love you, family.
Hello, this is Rebecca from Michigan. It's July 31st, 2025. I've been believing God for $850 for deposit, $850 for rent, and $100 for carpet because I plan on moving from where I live is a 50 miles to my job. This other place is a mile. So I'm just believing God will supply my needs. I'm kind of scared and I'm stressed. And I might need help moving. So I need some peace of mind about this. I need God to show me peace about moving. If I should move over there, that he would help me, reassure me, give me some peace of mind, because I get really stressed with money. I get stressed with, I'm getting a little stressed with this and a little anxiety. So I just need prayer about this. Can you pray for me? Thank you.
Hi, everybody. This is Lavishly Loved by the Lord. I'm a longtime listener. I've called in before, but it's been 4 or 5 years. I just want to take this time to pray for our children. My son has recently decided to break all ties with our family. He just turned 21 and is being influenced by the person he is with right now. It is tearing us apart, and I feel for all the parents and friends of our young children that have been reaching out this past week or so, asking for prayers for our young. And so I like to join in and just ask you, God, please come over our youth, cover them with your blanket of love, protection, give them wisdom to see through all of the tricks and mind games and lies that Satan is telling them, whether it's through another person, whether it's through a substance, whether it's through an addiction, or whether it's through the wars going on in their own minds. Lord, just be with not only our youth, but those that are influencing our youth. Give them the wisdom and the knowledge to help them see the truth, to see through these lies, and to see the truth that they are valued, and to find you, Lord Jesus. In the name of our Father in heaven. Amen.
Good morning. I want to say a prayer for Carolyn, who called in asking for prayer for her son, who is dealing with some sort of addiction, whether it be alcohol or drugs or whatnot. And now it's affecting his marriage and just, I guess, all his relationships. So, Lord, we lift him up and we ask that you break the chains of addiction, Lord. Be strong in his weakness. Make him self-aware of his problem and that he needs help. Apparently he had tried or faked getting help earlier. I don't know what it was, but his mom believed he was getting help, but turns out that it wasn't entirely the case. So Lord, we just pray that he, deep down inside, you reveal to him that he does need to break free of this, and you're there to help it, Lord. And I also want to say a prayer for grandma or somebody that called in Texas, who her niece's daughter drowned in her sister's pool, which is tragic. And there's no explaining or justification for that. It's just tragedy. And so Lord, we lift up this family and we pray that you allow them to help them walk through this time, Lord, of grief. Be with them and make whatever you can good come out of it. In your son's name I pray.
Karen, I think you're currently in Canada, but you're flying to see your son. This is God's Life Speaker. I heard you on the podcast on Thursday, the 31st. You are flying today, and today you're walking into the situation with your son and his wife and his addictions and how she wants him out. And God is so amazing, because today, the day you are arriving, the day that this is going to be a start for you, tens of thousands, if not more, have heard this prayer and they're praying. So Heavenly Father, we know that you have gone before Karen, that you are in the midst of wherever she goes, because she walks with you. She is a child of God. She has called on you. She has called on fellow believers to surround and hedge in her situation, going to visit her son and asking for her son to be released from these addictions and to save his marriage. So Lord, we thank you that you are already setting up the way it should look for Karen. We pray that your favor would be on her side and the favor of man, including her son and his wife. Lord, give her Holy Spirit, give her the words to speak. Let her be the vessel that pours you out, Lord, and they would be open to receiving, that there would be falling to knees because they see that they, walking in the flesh, cannot please our amazing God, and that they would come to the saving grace of Christ. Lord, miracles, and we know you're in that business, so we pray for that. Karen, her son, the whole situation, we bless you, Lord, because you are mighty and powerful and making a difference, in Jesus' name.
This is Forgiven Child of God, and I am needing prayer and wisdom, discernment, for our 15-year-old daughter who is struggling with her sexual orientation in thought more than really in action at this point, I believe. In Brian's commentary on July 30th and 31st spoke of sin and how we might be thinking that sexual sin is worse than other sin when all sin is sin. And I've struggled with same-sex relationships, and I'm wondering if it's because it's out in the open for us to see versus other sin that doesn't have a name tag on our shirt saying this is what we're doing. But I was asked if we could accept our child's choice for sexual orientation while not approving of it. And I don't believe that those are two different things. I have always thought of accepting and approval as the same thing and not separate. So I'm needing prayer and guidance. I don't know how to live this out of loving my child while those actions are happening, and being able to welcome a same-sex partner into my home, because I believe it's wrong biblically, and I know that, and I don't know how to live this. Please pray for us.
Oh, Father God, Holy Spirit, and Jesus, we come before you with heavy hearts for all of these parents and families that have lost adult children and small children to addiction or tragic accidents, and for the parents who have children who have been taken from them or they have run away. Lord, we just ask for a hedge of protection around each of the ones that are gone or lost, Heavenly Father, that you will send the Holy Spirit forth and bring them home. They will have the guidance and the urging and the protection of the Most High. Shelter them in your arms, Father God, until they are brought back home. Give them the wisdom and knowledge to go. Give them the desire to return home to their families. And for those who have been taken, Lord, we ask for protection over them. Send people that are able to track them down, Lord. Put knowledge into people's minds of ways to get these children rescued, Father God, and protect their minds against all forms of horrible memories and the tragic circumstances that they've had to live through, Lord, and let them rest securely in your bosom, Lord, and restore them to mental health and physical strength and health, Father God. And for the families that have lost children, babies, and even their adult children, Father God, let them find solace in you. Give them wisdom, Father God, from the Word. Let them be strengthened. Let them be whole. Let them find peace, Father God, in the name of the Holy One we serve.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible family. It's Sheena from Saskatchewan calling in another day of praying scripture over legal situations. 1 Corinthians 2, 1 to 5. Father God, we lift up to you today Zachary in Texas, who had an SS hearing on July 10th. And although this day has come and gone, you do not work in this time and space. Father, we pray that Zachary be led by the Holy Spirit, just as Paul was led when speaking to the Corinthians. Father, he did not use lofty words and impressive wisdom, but focused only on Jesus. His message and teaching was very plain, not using clever and persuasive speech, but relied on the power of the Holy Spirit. Father, give Zachary the words to say in that hearing. Encourage him to be himself and let you do the work in the hearts of the decision makers. Father, we do pray for favor and quick resolution. Father, please bless this son of yours so that he can continue to manage his bipolar and grant him peace in his mind. We ask all of these things in your son's precious name. Love you, Zachary. Let us know how it went.
Hello, Dad family. This is Winnie B. I'm calling to pray for Dorothy in California. Her teeth were messed up by a dentist, and she's showing mercy and grace for this dentist. She doesn't want to sue him. And then for Gwani, needs employment and to care for his daughters. First, I'll just pray for Dorothy. God in heaven, I thank you for your spirit in her. A God, that she is showing mercy and grace to this dentist, oh God. And may you, in turn, God, allow her to reap the same mercy and grace that she has shown to this dentist in her time of need, Father God. Bless her. I pray, and may you heal her teeth as well, Father, in Jesus' name. And I pray for Gwani, Lord God, who needs employment. Father, I ask you to bless him, open up doors of opportunity for him, put people in his path, Lord God, that can offer him a job and bring things to his remembrance, oh God, jobs that he would like or could possibly obtain in the name of Jesus so he can care for his family. And then I also want to ask that the dad family, please pray for my cousin Daryl. I mentioned it once before, he had colon surgery, and they did a biopsy on the mass that they took out of him, and it's a stage 3 colon cancer. He has to have 14 treatments, and he starts 14 chemo treatments, and he starts the first one tomorrow. And then I am going to see a new doctor. I'm kind of nervous about it, but I'm asking God that this doctor will not misdiagnose or mistreat me in any kind of way. I'm nervous about doctors, but, you know, I need to go see about some things. So just ask for your prayers for that. And just continue to pray for the whole family, the whole dad family as well. God bless and keep each and every one of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, Jane Ruth from Nebraska. I just heard your beautiful sentiments about the Daily Audio Bible, and I couldn't agree with you more. Oh my goodness, that was so heartfelt. Thank you. I love you too. I love you too. Isn't it going to be glorious when we get to heaven? And we'll probably recognize one another by our voices. I just love the Lord. What a creative gift he gave Brian and Jill Harden when they started this podcast. You know what? All they did was say yes. They put their yes on the altar, and the rest is history. And it's such a treasure for each one of us dabbers to do the same thing. Just say yes to Jesus, whatever it is. He's the one who's going to give the increase. He's the one who's going to show us mightily how he's working through us. It's not because of us. You're right, Jane Ruth. It's the grace. Oh, I love your little plaque that you have on the side of your chair. Thank you, Daily Audio Bible, for making Jane Ruth so grateful for this podcast. But we all together, corporately, are image bearers, and we all bear the image of Jesus Christ in a different way. And ultimately, I'm not saying that word right, but cumulatively, we are a beautiful, sweet fragrance unto the Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. God bless y'all. Bye-bye. Taken with love from Louisiana.
Hey family, Beloved in Bakersfield, calling in July 31st to pray over our children. Remember, we will all stand before the judgment seat of God, for the scriptures say, "As surely as I live, says the Lord, every knee will bend to me, and every tongue will declare allegiance to God." Yes, each of us will give a personal account to God. Romans 14:10-12. Parenting really matters to us. We want to get it right, and we're aware of the many ways in which we don't. So in our desperation to prop ourselves up in the parenting department, we are sometimes tempted to sit in judgment over other parents. We judge them to be too involved or completely oblivious, too lax or too harsh. From our vantage point, we're quite sure their kids' struggles are a result of their compromises and inconsistencies. But Paul calls us down from the perch from which we look down on our brothers and sisters. He reminds us that if we are all destined to stand before the judge, one high and holy judge before whom we will be required to give a personal account for how we've parented the children he has entrusted to us. To be continued.
Hey, I'm listening to the community prayer at South Tully Hallie, and I'm praying for the lady who feels like she should go in special education, and other people think she should work full-time, plus to be a mother. Just too much. I really admire you, and I just pray that Lord will provide everything you need, and you will not feel overwhelmed. God will give you peace and strength for everything you need to do, because it sounds like you're on the right path. In Jesus' name, amen. Also praying for the gal who's not able to see her grandkids, or I just know all these things are really tough when you go through these satanic things, people not caring for each other, especially family. So just help all these people, like, and we went through that. Still praying for Lon's son, Jason, going to California in August, so pray we can see him somehow. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hello, my DEP family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, help us to proclaim to the world by our lives and our lips that there is a God and that you are great. Open our hearts to hear the gospel and grant us the confidence to proclaim the good news to others. Cause us to bear the fruit of the Spirit and to live in holiness, diligently following your commandments. And may it please you to use us to lead those who are lost, wandering and confused, into the way of truth. May we bring glory and honor to your name in all we do, as you conform us into the image of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Shalom, shalom, Daily Audio Bible. This is Dwayne from Wisconsin. All praise and glory to a wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Calling in today for Karen, who has asked us to lift up her son, who she had thought was going through rehab and that it was going well, and now finding out that not to be the case. Lord, we want to lift up this gentleman to you. We ask for your intervention. We ask for words for Karen to speak when she sees her son. We ask for him, for his eyes to be open, to be honest and truthful with the addiction he has, and that he will get the help that he needs, Lord. Be with him and his wife and the marriage, Lord, that it can be reconciled and that good can come out of this. Linda called in and would like us to pray for a situation where a two-year-old had drowned. The family is grieving, which is just unbearable, I'm sure, for them. Lord, we ask for any understanding, if that is even possible in this situation. I know the feelings must be just all over the place for this family. We pray for no harsh words. We pray for repentance, forgiveness. We pray for your peace, Lord. The peace that comes with this, the understanding of what has happened, that this two-year-old is with you and that the family can walk through this and draw closer to you. We want to lift this up in our wonderful Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. And God bless.
Hi, this is Donna from California. Haven't called in a while. I don't really know what I'm going to say, so I'm just going to go. I just listened to the August 1st podcast and listened to Brian and Jill, your talk at the end, and oh, I'm really looking forward to Monday to hear the part two. It just so spoke to me in ways that I'm not even sure I understand. But suffering, I can relate to so much of what. Yeah, it just resonates so much, and I just can't pinpoint anything because, honestly, my life is going pretty good, especially compared to most people in this world, but I'm just, there are things, there's anxieties, there's, I'm on the precipice of a depression. I know it. I've been through depression in the past, and I know what this feels like, and it is the most alone feeling. It really is. I have to go through it. Just me and God. So, Jill, when you described just falling to the ground and it's everything is stripped away, and you're just, we're just bare and naked before God. I just thank you, God, for Brian and Jill. I've got just a few seconds, but thank you so much, and I love you both so much. Thank you for showing up every single day for us. Every single day. Thank you.
Brian and Jill, thank you so much for your openness, for the opportunity to hear the both of you express what the Lord Jesus is doing as he's molding and making your lives in preparation for his rapturous return. You're listening to My Code Name is Kim's Dad from Abbotsford, British Columbia. I listen to you every day. I began in July of 2022, a year after my prostate radiation treatment, which the Lord has completely healed me. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. God loves you, and so do I.
Hey family, calling in the continuation for July 31st. Jesus said that we will give an account on Judgment Day for every idle word we have spoken. Oh my, harsh words, unhelpful words, hypocritical words. Jesus told the story of a steward who was entrusted with resources and called to account for how he invested them upon the master's return. We too will be called to give an account on the day our master returns. Oh my, we've been given so much time and so many financial, spiritual, and educational resources to raise children who will love and serve the Lord, but we know we've wasted time, wasted opportunities, and wasted effort on things that simply don't matter while neglecting what will matter for eternity. We simply have no standing to judge others. We stand in need of mercy. Lord, we ask your forgiveness for the condescending comments and quick judgments we've made about the ways other people parent their kids. We ask your help to keep our focus on being ready to stand before you, ourselves, instead of on pointing out the failures of others. How could we persist in extending anything but mercy to others when you have granted us so much mercy on us? I love you, family.
Hey, my precious Dab fam. This is KSD. I'm calling with a heavy heart to pray for a couple of Dabbers. The first caller, I didn't get the information as I was driving. But the second caller was Linda, a.k.a. Born Again in Texas, whose sister Carol's daughter, Caitlin, had a 2-year-old that drowned. Oh, Jesus. Father, first I lift up the family of the grandmother that tragically backed over a small child with the vehicle in the driveway and killed the child. God, we just can't make sense of these type of tragedies, as well as for Caitlin's 2-year-old. Oh, they drowned in the pool. Wow, someone was in the pool. Oh God, I can't even imagine, Lord, the trauma for both of these families. But you know, and so I simply ask that you would please strengthen these families as they're grieving terribly. Will you hold them, bottle every tear, help them to lean into you, walk with them, carry them, comfort them, provide all that they need, and most of all, be Savior and Lord for those that may not know you, in Jesus' name.